Carlson on Elizabeth Warren's 2003 book Against Working Mothers, She'd Never Say That Today, It's Not Allowed. By Jeff Poor on January 8, 2019. Monday on his Fox News Channel program, host Tucker Carlson offered to his viewers the writing of Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, a potential 2020 Democratic Party presidential candidate, about the consequences of middle-class mothers forced to join the workforce. According to the Tucker Carlson Tonight host, Warren's book The Two-Income Trap, Why Middle-Class Mothers and Fathers Are Going Broke wouldn't be allowed in 2019 because it was contrary to the views of the modern Democratic Party's base. Transcript as follows. In our opening show of the year, we talked about the central problem of American politics, which is that our leaders have lost sight of the point of being in charge. Their goals should be simple, strong American families. Anything that makes it harder to form strong families, they ought to be against. It's not complicated. Judging by the response we got, a lot of you agree. The piece resonated more than anything we've done in the last 2 years. In Washington, though, it wasn't very popular. One writer at National Review suggested we were peddling something called victimhood populism. That's missing the point. Populism is never the goal. It's the symptom. Populism is what you get when you blow off the country's problems for so long that voters feel they have to punish the people in charge to get their attention. Populism is a smoke alarm. Ignore it, and the place burns down. On the left, the response was just as predictable. They screamed bigotry, which is what they always do when they don't want to talk about something. In this case, they accused us of sexism. We dared to talk about the role of falling male wages in the destruction of the American family, and that's not allowed. Okay. But let the record reflect we're not the first ones to notice this phenomenon. There's at least one well-known politician who thought deeply about this more than a decade ago, in fact, wrote an entire book on the subject. See if you can guess who it was? All right. Time's up. It was Elizabeth Warren. A generation ago, a single breadwinner who worked diligently and spent carefully could assure his family a comfortable position in the middle class. But the frenzied bidding wars, fueled by families with two incomes, changed the game for single-income families as well, pushing them down the economic ladder. To keep mom at home, the average single-income family must forfeit decent public schools and preschools, health insurance, and college degrees, leaving themselves and their children with a tenuous hold on their middle-class dreams. Such pressures have taken these women out of the home and away from their children and simultaneously made family life less, not more, financially secure. Today's middle-class mother is trapped, she can't afford to work, and she can't afford to quit. Just to restate, this is not a press release from the Mennonites, or a position paper from some Christian right think tank. This was written fairly recently by Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, hero to the left. Later in the book, Warren lays out the long-term consequences of an economic system that requires both parents to work, more families go broke. This increases the rate of domestic abuse, divorce, and broken homes. Some number of people simply decide not to have children at all. Warren's response to this is striking. Quote, many view parenthood as nothing more than another lifestyle choice, not so different from joining a commune or developing a passion for windsurfing, but it isn't true for society at large. What happens to a nation that rewards the childless and penalizes the parents? If middle-class men and women stop making that parental lifestyle choice, who will care for them in their old age? Who will pay taxes, build infrastructure, and keep the economy afloat? And most important, who will populate the great middle class of America's future? Again, and we can't say this enough, Elizabeth Warren wrote that. Not in 1956, but in 2003. The modern era. We had jet planes and frozen yogurt. Elizabeth Warren said that out loud. Nobody seemed to mind. She'd never say that today. It's not allowed, like so much else that's true and important. We'd love to talk to Warren about her book anytime. Obviously, she won't come. She can't talk about the things she believed 10 years ago. No modern Democrat can say that protecting and encouraging married, two-parent families should be the goal. That isn't their base anymore. But we can talk about it, and will. And we'll celebrate Elizabeth Warren, and anyone else who will join us. This isn't a partisan issue. It's all that matters. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.